Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode from the archives. Every season brings a new food trend and a new food demon, some dish or drink or ingredient that suddenly everyone swears will cause some specific and terrible damage. Today's episode is about how, for a while, during the Victorian era, that demon was green tea. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Chances are you've heard about some of the potential health benefits of green tea and its extracts, like antioxidants. Green tea comes from the leaves of the Camellia sinensis plant that have not undergone the same fermentation and oxidation process used to make black tea. Green tea has a higher concentration of antioxidants, known as polyphenols, than other types of tea. But the pale brew hasn't always been so hailed. Back in the Victorian era, it was said to cause hallucinations. Rumors warned that sippers might see ghosts. In the 1890s, the Lancet Medical Journal published a study noting the negative effects of green tea, including stomach problems and fluttering of the heart, citing a woman profiled in a Scottish medical journal who became hysterical after drinking green tea on an empty stomach. Incidentally, physicians calmed her down by administering opium. To further cement green tea's reputation, author Sheridan Le Fanu, an Irish mystery writer whose 1872 collection of tales featured the aptly named green tea, latched onto this idea and used it in the short story that captured the public's imagination. Le Fanu's Green Tea takes place in the early 1800s and recounts the plight of one Mr. Jennings, a clergyman who sees the evil spirit of a monkey and turns to his doctor for help. His doctor rejects the idea that something supernatural is happening, and after discovering that Jennings drinks green tea before bed, the doctor claims the green tea is to blame. The doctor contends that the green tea has built up in Jennings' body and is affecting his central nervous system, causing him to hallucinate. While the story's scientific explanation that green tea builds up in the body is false, it didn't seem completely implausible. After all, drinking too much of some substances, like beer or other alcohol, can cause both temporary and permanent issues with reality perception. And there's another crucial kernel of truth. In the 1870s, green tea was an imported and expensive delicacy. So to increase its quantity and its shelf life, purveyors added a variety of other things to the tea leaves, ranging from iron filings to plants like hazelwood or hawthorn. They also supplemented green tea's color by adding dye in the form of natural additives like sheep dung and chemical colorants like Prussian blue. In fact, green tea's identity and flavor had become so muddled and diluted that when tea merchants attempted to sell pure green tea free from fillers, people didn't believe it was actually green tea and refused to buy it. Strange additives aside, regular amounts of green tea do not cause hallucinations, unless you drink an inordinate amount of it, or anything else that contains caffeine. One 2009 study from La Trobe University tested people drinking various doses of caffeine and measured how much it would take to actually hallucinate. Participants who drank 9 cups of green tea or 3 cups of coffee were 3 times more likely to hear voices and see objects that were not there. So while it's technically possible to hallucinate by ingesting massive amounts of caffeine via green tea, it would require a great deal of the beverage, and it wouldn't build up in one system to have a cumulative effect either. So, evil monkeys aside, green tea is good for you. In moderation.
Today's episode is based on the article, Why the Victorians Thought Green Tea Caused Hallucinations, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.